So the big question is this: how can I live a life of purpose and meaning and still pay my mortgage? I had the good six-figure corporate job, but it got to a point where I felt like I was going to be sick every day on my way to work. I knew there had to be a better way. So I hung up my corporate suit and I put on my yoga pants. I've spent the last 20 plus years searching for answers. I've traveled to the end of the earth, studying with gurus and teachers, chasing balance and clarity, and crafting a life of purpose. I'm deeply passionate about helping other seekers and entrepreneurs do the same. I'm Leanne Wolke, and this is The Epic Journey. Join me and my guests as I share lessons learned along my personal growth and entrepreneurial journey. My dear, in the midst of hate, I found there was within me an invincible love. In the midst of tears, I found there was within me an invincible smile. In the midst of chaos, I found there was within me an invincible calm. I realized through it all that in the midst of winter, I found there was within me an invincible summer. And that makes me happy. For it says that no matter how hard the world pushes against me, within me, there's something stronger, something better, pushing right back. From Albert Camus. I love this quote because it seems to sum up these times that we're in right now. As I look outside my window and I see the third major snow in Nashville that we've had this month for this year, which is more than we typically have in a year, in the last, 21 in the last 15 days we've had it. So it reminds me that even though it's cold outside, even though COVID is still rampant in our country and in the world, there lives something stronger within me. It lives within me this sense of inner strength, this resiliency. So in these times, I encourage you to think about these natural rhythms. As soon as winter is over, we emerge into spring where new things bloom and blossom and grow. But it's the winter, it's the darkness, the turning in that allows these things to take root, to build up the strength so that they can burst forth in spring. So right now in this winter of our lives, in this winter of the seasons, what are you allowing to build energy and strength inside of you? This poem reminds me of there's something in me, almost like a kindling of a fire that I see. And if we see it in that area of the belly, energetically, the third chakra where we hold our sense of self-worth, we allow this inner warmth to begin to fill ourselves. And we can think of what can I do to feed that inner fire, to allow that kindling to take hold and to burn and to warm us so that we are warmed from the inside. And then we're also able to warm those around us so that we can sit by our own internal fire and allow that fire to burn bright so that when spring does emerge, and it will, we can then allow those new shoots to take form and to grow and blossom. But it requires that in this winter time that we do allow the season to do what the season does. If we try to force ourselves to pretend it's springtime, all we'll get is tired. So can you, in these times of winter, look within and think, what do I need to do to build that inner fire? What do I need to do right now to allow me to cultivate a sense of resiliency within so that I can emerge even stronger in spring? What can I do to let go of the hate, to let go of the fear, to let go of the worry, and trust in that deep wellspring of health, of safety, of knowledge within me that will bloom in spring? Just as sure as winter will never continue forever, spring will come. And so until then, we hold sight that this is just a season, that things will transmute, they will transform, and we keep going forward. So I hope you find that inner strength within you. I hope today that you can allow yourself to build that fire, to allow it to warm you, to allow yourself to remember that there's something bigger coming, something stronger, and it will be beautiful and full of color and warmth. We just need to embrace the winter, physically, seasonally, mentally, all of it. Just keep going forward. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Epic Journey. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave a rating and a review. I truly hope that you got something out of this episode that you can use on your own epic journey.